Okay, I'm talking to Chef Rod Wilker, owner and head chef at Cafe Amuse in Palm Springs. And my first question for you is, did you cook when you were young?
Yes. When I was 9 years old, I used to make stuff with my mom, meatloaf.
So from a pretty young age, you knew you loved to cook.
I didn't know I loved it. I just did it. And then, but I did enjoy it. And it wasn't until I was in my early 20s that I realized I wanted to do it.
That you wanted to do it for a career. Okay. And what made you decide to become a chef? Because you did love it so much?
Well, I had been in the restaurant industry since I was 14. And server, busboy, barback, you name it, front of the house, mostly, from when I was 14 till I was about 20.
And where was that? Where did you grow up?
Oh, I grew up in Laguna Beach. I was born and raised in Laguna Beach, California. And lived in Irvine for a while, in Irvine, Laguna Beach, and back to Laguna again. And my house burned down in the fires in Nimble Bay in the 90s, early 90s, so I had to move. That was when I went to culinary school in New York. So that was the catalyst for me leaving Orange County. And but I was working at Perrette's Bistro, which was in Southwest Plaza, as a server. And the chef had asked me to work a wine dinner, where he did a cooking demonstration and a wine dinner. I served it one time, and the next time he said, "Will you help me cook?" Because his prep person had called in sick or something. So I put on a chef coat and helped him. And it was when I was sitting there, and people were applauding us for what we had done, and I realized I'd had a lot of fun. And I saw that people were happy with what I had done, and I had been, and I realized if I can do this for a living, then I would do that. And that's when I looked into culinary schools.
And you decided to go to New York?
Yes, I looked at Johnson & Wales, I looked at CIA, and I looked at CCA in San Francisco. And CCA, I figured I would party too much. It was in the heart of the city, and I knew I wouldn't do much schooling. Johnson & Wales even though it's one of the older schools, it seemed to focus on other things. CIA was the oldest school, had the best curriculum and everything. And once you see that school, it's a Jesuit monastery from really early.
And it's in New York, so you'd also have the opportunity, right?
Well, you're up in the woods, so there's not a lot of places to party unless you go into the city, which is 2 hours away. So, yeah, so I could focus on school, but then you have that outlet of New York City close by.
Right, okay. And so you were trained there. How long did that take?
Well, the program is 21 months. That's with a 5-month externship, where during the middle of your schooling you leave and you have to find your own job. It has to be accredited by the school. And you have to get graded on it by the chef of the restaurant that you
And where did, where did you go?
I did one market in San Francisco, Bradley Ogden's flagship city restaurant.
Wow.
And they had asked me while I was there to stay for a year. So I was there 5 months, and then the chef approached me and said, Bradley said, "Will you stay for a year?" And I said, "Yeah." And I was the first extern under his, at that restaurant that had been promoted to him. I was in a supervisor position over other people.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah,
right out of
I still
being
wasn't
in
out of school. I was running garmage for one market for that second half of that year.
And was he very influential to you, Bradley Ogden, in your career, do you think, in your view on cooking?
Yes, because Bradley is an American cook who he went to CIA as well and has French background. So he takes French technique and he takes American dishes and infuses French technique and French ingredients into American cooking, which is a lot of what I do. And it's definitely like...
And it reflects in your menu here.
Absolutely.
As well.
Yes.
Any other mentors that you had that really kind of helped you on your way to where you are now?
George Marone, who was the original chef of Aqua, who opened Aqua in San Francisco. He was, when I graduated CIA, they asked me to come back to One Market. So they got me to come back. I wasn't going to. I was working at Moose's in North Beach right out of school, and they found out I was in town, and the chef de cuisine at the time, his name was Matt Kersey, asked me to come back. So I did, and at that time, Bradley was opening other restaurants. They had hired George from Aqua, who had had problems at Aqua, to come in and open, or to run One Market. So he was kind of a very large mentor in my life, too.
Wow, but that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, George was. And Joaquin Slichel from Patina. I worked for the Patina Group. I was the sous chef at Pinot Provence in Costa Mesa.
Wow.
So I learned a lot from him.
Wow. And then why did you decide to open up your own restaurant and why in Palm Springs?
Well, the first day I went to culinary school, I wanted to open. It was all about having my own restaurant, eventually.
Uh-huh.
I didn't want to do it prematurely. I wanted to make sure that I had paid my dues, that I had worked for the right people, worked the 18, 20-hour days and just paid my dues before I wanted to know when I opened my own doors that I was ready. And so why I did it here, it just so happened my aunt, who is my business partner and financier of the restaurant, she has a lot of faith in me and believes in my cooking, and she approached me to open this restaurant.
And actually, your experience really helped you a great deal to become an owner, because you'd worked really almost every station in the restaurant business.
Absolutely. That's why if you see me here, I'm working front of the house and back of the house. Last night I was cooking, expediting, making cocktails.
Right.
Because I've done all those things. So I, as an owner, it's being able to see. And when I built this place, I opened the wall up, because it used to be closed, so that I could, if I was cooking, I could see in the dining room, and if I was in the dining room, I could see in the kitchen. So that I had control over the whole.
You could see everything. And what was your biggest challenge when you were opening the restaurant?
The biggest challenge, I've opened at least 8 restaurants for other companies. Where I was right before this, I was at Culinary Adventures in Laguna Beach. I worked at French 75, their flagship restaurant, Laguna Beach. I was the chef, and had been asked by the owner to be the chef of his flagship restaurant. And we expanded that brand, French 75, into 5 other restaurants. So we opened 5 French 75s, one in Pasadena, one in Century City, one in Newport Beach, and one in Irvine, and then the one in Laguna. So we had 5 French 75s, and I did the kitchen design, menu design with the corporate chef.
Wow.
So when in opening this, those were $5 million, 250-seat restaurants.
Right.
This was easy, but the biggest challenge was financing, getting the budgets written. I'd written many budgets, so I know how to do it. But the biggest challenge, honestly, was the original business plan was not for a full-service restaurant. The original business plan was for counter service, not unlike Cafe Zinc and Laguna. You walk up to the counter, you place your order, they bring you your food. The first day I opened, none of my customers would come to the counter. They refused. They said, either you serve me or I won't eat here. So I had to quickly, literally day one, change it from a counter service to a full service restaurant. And I turned my runners into waiters, and I waited tables, and I had to think on my feet.
Did you have to realign the space at all to do that?
Everything,
right?
Had to change within 2 days. Yeah, that was my biggest challenge.
That's big. And how often do you change the menu here?
I run specials daily. I change the menu seasonally.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing.
There is a great farmer's market on Saturdays down here where you get a lot of organic stuff, and I try my best to get down there.
Okay.
But I do seasonally is pretty much.
Okay. And you include your mom's carrot cake recipe on your menu,
yes.
And I know there's a story behind that.
Yes.
So can you share that story? Because we had the carrot cake last night, and everyone loved it.
Yeah.
It was really great.
Yeah, we actually want to market that carrot cake. my mother, she was a personal chef. Her father was a chef. So I'm a third chef in line, third generation chef. She's a great baker, amazing baker. And it's her recipe, and we brought it here because I wanted it on my menu, for my original business plan. And it's taken off. I sell at least a cake to cake in half a day. And
it ran out last night.
Yeah, and she literally will not let anyone else make it but her. I'm not allowed to make it.
How often does she make it daily?
Yeah, well, no, she'll come in here at night. She works during the day. She'll come in here after work and make cakes every day. So, yeah.
And that's probably why it runs out, too.
Yes, exactly. Because she can't, it's hard to keep up.
Okay. And I think, as I read, you house cure your salmon, and you make a lot of the jams and the relishes, and that's a lot of extra work, but you do that anyway. And do you do that just for the advantage of controlling the taste in that food? Because that's a lot of work for someone to go through.
It's more about quality. I know I can control the quality of what I'm serving. Also, in this day, in this time, you won't find, it's very difficult, especially in a place like Palm Springs, to find any restaurant or any chef who either has the knowledge of how to do it or is willing to take the time to do it.
That's right.
Food cost wise, it does in the long run save you money because you're not paying for all that labeling and bottling and all that stuff that you'll be paying for the marketing and transportation of all those products like the salmon. I get whole salmon, I cure it for 2 days and I slice it. And but then I can control, as you said, I can control the flavor and quality of it. It you can tell when you eat here that nothing you're eating is out of a jar. The only thing I do not make in-house is my bread.
Yeah.
I do make my scones, everything baked, but I cannot make my bread. I don't have the space.
But that's a huge plus for a customer here because you really do get this wonderful, fresh, quality food.
Preserves that are made in-house.
Really nice. And do you have any advice for someone who wants to become a chef?
Yes. I would say work in the industry, at least as a dishwasher. Just be in a restaurant, a working restaurant. Witness what your life is going to be, because your life is going to be that 24 hours a day for the rest of your life. And if you don't truly enjoy going there every day, even as a dishwasher, I suggest you find something else to do.
Because it is your entire life.
You will live it. You will live it every day, every hour. When you're sleeping, I wake up, thinking about... Did I put enough sugar in that? I wake up thinking about recipes. Sometimes I can't sleep at night because I'm thinking about recipes or parties or, you name it. So if it isn't something you want to live 24 hours a day, don't do it.
And how important is going to cooking school today? Is it really important or because it's so expensive?
Some of the best chefs I've ever worked with were not classically trained from school. They were classically trained in an apprenticeship situation. But I would say that in this day and age, in corporate America, or corporate international, and from international terms, whether it's international hotel chains, having a degree is a plus. If you look online and you're looking at jobs, it'll say, culinary degree necessary, 3 to 5 years experience.
So it does carry some weight still.
Yes, for management, definitely.
Okay, good. And then what do you cook at home?
I don't cook very much at home. I cook for my wife, and I will cook for family, even though usually most holidays I'm here. But I do cook for family gatherings, birthdays, things like that. I'll do Christmas.
And if you could cook anything, what would you cook?
At home?
Just for like today, you could cook anything you wanted.
I love cooking rustic southern French food, cassoulet, coq au vin. I love French
traditional
rustic farm food that you would eat out of the pot. Lamb pot au feu, things that you're going to eat if you were in Provence 100 years ago on a farm. That's what I like to cook. That's what I
and that's what's
like.
On your menu.
Yeah.
A lot of things.
Yes.
And so could you now just tell us when the restaurant is open and the address?
The address is 241 East Tockwitz Canyon Way. It's in Palm Springs. It's directly across the street from the Spa Resort Casino. We're open Wednesdays through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for lunch, and then 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. for dinner. Saturdays, we're open 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. for brunch, and then 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. for dinner. And Sundays, we're open 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. for brunch only, and we're closed Mondays and Tuesdays.
Okay, great. And I think that'll